What's up, beautiful people, and welcome to Inside Out Empowerment, where we are examining the science of personal excellence through the very real experience of today's most powerful thinkers, professional athletes, and the world's greatest entrepreneurs. We learn the mechanisms for designing the life and the results of our dreams, starting from the inside out. I'm entrepreneur Joshua Nussbaum and your host. Just watch me now. Today we're going to talk about the concept of onboarding obsession. Obsession is generally a topic that has a negative connotation. It's a word that a lot of people don't really aim for creating. And I'm here to blow that out of the fucking water. Because between you and I, I'm going to tell you that 99.999% of anything that I have created in my life has come from a state of complete and total obsession with that topic or that purpose. I'd venture to say that any massive developments that have ever occurred in human history, if not by complete and total mistake, but something that somebody set out to accomplish and ended up pulling off, anything revolutionary, also started from a state of obsession when that person was completely and totally fixated on their purpose and their vision. Take a second and let's examine, you know, what are the qualities that lead to success? Think of anybody, you know, Gates, Jobs, that crazy motherfucker Gary Vee, who I love. You think they're people that were well-balanced, well-rounded? Do they strike you as kind of jack of all trades, or do you think that they got completely and totally, utterly fucking obsessed? I would argue for the latter. If we're looking at the qualities that lead to success, that lead to pulling off your vision, whether you're an entrepreneur or you know, you're staying in a different lane and you're a personal trainer or you're a software developer or a musician, I mean, what are the qualities? Let's just name a few of them, I don't know, that lead to somebody becoming successful, right? Over a period of time. You know, one would be somebody's capacity for exertion, right? Their ability to like explode in a certain area, right? To exert effort over a long period of time. Consistency. Right? A person's got to be consistently pushing towards what it is that they want. If they're doing it sometimes, or they're doing it when they feel like it, or they're doing it when it's convenient, you know, God knows you're not going to move mountains. What's another quality that makes somebody or something incredibly successful? Like innovation, right? Creativity, thinking about something in a different way. You know, here's a big one. Here's a big one that I do really well, and I think compensate for a lot of other things that I don't do so well, which is the ability to enroll other people in your vision, to get people on board, make them become a fan, a customer, a supporter, an influencer who, you know, are enrolled in what your end goal is, what you're trying to accomplish, what you stand for. And as a result, they become adopters and in turn subsequently enroll other people in your vision that has then become their vision as well. You know, if you just take those four qualities, what did I say? Capacity for exerting effort, consistency, innovation, and, you know, your ability to enroll others in your vision. Consider each of those and tell me, are those all things that are enhanced or empowered if you're in a state of completely and totally obsessed with what it is that you're trying to accomplish? Think about it. You know, if you're obsessed with something, do you think your exerted effort or your capacity for exertion is going to be increased or decreased if this thing is all you fucking think about? If you're obsessed with accomplishing your vision and it's absorbing your thoughts and your being and your life's purpose and your life's direction, do you think you're going to be more or less creative and innovative? Do you think you're going to do just the same thing that other people have done in the past, or do you think you're going to be developmental? You know, I think the second thing I said was consistency. If you're obsessed with something, I think by very definition, you're going to do it consistently. It's not something that comes and goes. It's something that absorbs and infects your thought process and your behaviors and your actions in a good way that make you absurdly consistent towards the end goal. How about your ability to enroll people? You know, this is a huge one. I know when I was fucking starting Rev Labs, I mean, you couldn't get around me without being like, dude, why are you buzzing? What are you so excited about? I would be wearing like a Rev Labs bracelet, you know, hashtag Team Rev Labs or whatever. And I'd be checking out and the guy would ask me casually, hey, you know, what is that? And like, ask me about the bracelet. dude, it required every bit of self-control for me to not go into a diatribe, you know, talking to him about his life's vision and how that can be supported by health and fitness. And does he have the right game plan and the right people around him and the right team and people that are motivating? And, you know, is he educated on the subject? And, you know, does he have the right supplementation? And how can I support his vision? And da da da. And, you know, everywhere I was going without trying to, I was enrolling the world to be more fit, more inspirational. And for those of you that don't know who or what RevLabs is or what it stands for, it's an international supplement company. We make health and fitness, sports nutrition supplements, as well as, we've just launched a health line of essentials recently. But it's predicated on hashtag upward movement. So it's not about a lot of supplement companies position themselves of being, you know, the dopest or the biggest or the best. And something that has spoken to me in the times that I've, you know, really accomplished the most in my life, I haven't been trying to be better or bigger than anybody else. It's really not my goal or my frame of reference to try to be sponsoring the craziest athletes on the planet and then have in our arsenal, that we have, you know, the Olympian champ and that we have, you know, the most bodybuilders or the most accomplished UFC fighters. And by the way, all this goes to say that, you know, I have sponsored world champions in bodybuilding and bikini and UFC and Bellator. So it's not that we turn down accomplishment, but it's more about relentless progress. You look at where you are and if you're progressing, I don't care if you are, you know, 500 pounds and yesterday you were, you know, 504 pounds. You're part of the upward movement and you're just as much a face and an embodiment of what it is that we're standing for. You're just as enrolled, if not more so, in our vision than somebody that, you know, just took center stage and won the overall for, you know, their physique competition last weekend. If you're obsessed with something and it's in every fiber of your being, do you think you're going to be better or worse at enrolling people in whatever your vision is to create success? So, you know, just going through those, whatever they are, four qualities. I think I kind of made them maybe five or six qualities with a little bit of elaboration. Every one of them is empowered by a state of obsession, right? So the qualities that are necessary for success, for growth, for progress are all empowered, are all done when you're obsessing over the thing that you're trying to accomplish. Another reason, you know, I'm starting with obsession being a good thing is because those of you who have never tried to start a business, those of you who have will know what I'm talking about. Those of you who have not, you know, if you're starting like, you know, some service-based business that has no real startup and you're just trying to kind of pay your bills and move on with life, this may not apply. But if you're trying to really build an empire, if you're trying to build an enterprise, if you have goals that are, you know, making your butt kind of pucker and even you get a little bit nervous talking about them and the rest of the world sure as shit knows that you're crazy for trying to accomplish them, the obsession is going to serve you. When the tanks are empty, when the opposition is overwhelming, when there's $5 in the bank and when there's too much month at the end of your fucking money, so to speak, the thing that's going to help you to persevere, your reserves, your account that you're going to be able to tap into for extra whatever it is that you need is going to be that obsession, is going to be that connection to your vision, is going to be that phenomena where you don't have a choice to do or behave any other way besides for in alignment and keep going towards that vision. You know, if someone is totally and utterly obsessed with what it is that they're trying to create, you think they get scared off by a lawsuit? Do you think that they get scared off by invalidation or wrong indications? Or do you think that to take it away from them and to stop what they're doing, you're going to have to pry it from their cold, dead hands? You know, you look at anyone that has been a UFC champion. You look at anybody that's achieved greatness in innovation or enterprise and entrepreneurship. You look at any freaking stud that has had the discipline and the consistency to smash center stage winning an overall physique or bikini or bodybuilding competition that has gone through the entirety of the cutting process and, you know, the spray tan and the training and, you know, the whole nine yards, let alone those that actually, you know, document it and do the social media piece on top of it. Those are obsessed motherfuckers. Those are people that have integrated their goal with every other freaking aspect of their life. So, you know, there's people, the naysayers, right, that come at me and say, you know, you're really obsessed. You're really one track minded. I get that you've done well in real estate. I get that, you know, you built an insurance business and, you know, you're in good shape and, you know, you parlayed that into Rev Labs and, you know, you may have gotten lucky or you may be a really hard worker or I don't know, but you know, really you're a workaholic. And what I'm aiming for is balance. And I want to talk about like the work life balance. I'm literally pausing because I'm like, how do I respond to these people? And I literally am speechless. Like, this is such a non sequitur. I don't even know how to respond most of the time. So look, this goes to say, and I'm gonna give you the disclaimer before I go into this little fucking rant. You got to stay in your lane in life. As a podcaster, as an entrepreneur, as a listener, you got to stay in your lane. So I'm going to give the disclaimer and the caveat that if you're making 26 grand a year being a fast food manager and you love it because it gives you the ability and the freedom to play World of Warcraft 7 hours a day and to be, you know, the chairman of, you know, your choir practices, you know, twice or three times a week for your church and you're happy and you're fulfilled with that, God fucking bless you. Please keep aiming for balance. I'm not here to tell you what to want out of life. I'm here to show you how to get it. So if that's what you want and you're aiming for balance and you're aiming to be able to do a shit ton of hobbies and not a shit ton of production in one or two fields of your life, this may or may not be the podcast for you as far as the to-dos, although it might be entertaining and it might give you something that you can attack on social media, which by the way, if you're one of my haters, I love you just as much as my followers. Please, by all means, come at me. I won't block you. I won't retaliate against you, but I'm more than fucking willing to go head to head and hear what you like and don't like about my philosophies. I think it's an important thing to keep an open mind and to keep haters close, to be a constant source of feedback for me to keep sharpening myself. That being said, if you do comment, the only way you're going to get blocked is if all my fans and followers start talking to you and you start talking shit on them, your ass isn't going to be able to talk on any of my platforms. So, all that being said, disclaimer in place, I'm going to tell you something. When someone comes to me and says, I aim for balance, you know, I want equal allocation to work and business and family and hobbies and developing new interests and exercise and travel. And I want to draw a pie chart of my life, divide everything equally and put an equal amount of time, effort, energy into each piece of my life to be a well-rounded human being. And I think you should too. In response to that, I say, fuck you and fuck your balance. You know what I say? I say balance is for bitches. Balance is a synonym for distracted. Balance is a luxury afforded to the underly dedicated. Spending equal amounts of emotional energy, time, finances, whatever, in each and every sector of your life is a recipe followed by under-inspired, under-committed, mid-level managers designed to lead a life of incomplete pipe dreams and eventual death due to asphyxiation. Yes, that's what I said, asphyxiation, because your spirit will literally suffocate and die after you have sucked on this tailpipe of mediocrity for too long. You know who tells me balance is important? My loser acquaintances that check in, quote unquote, tell me, hey, you're doing such a great job. I love what you're doing. You're super motivational, but I just want to remind you to stay balanced. I just want to remind you, you know, life's not all about work and putting dollars in the bank. You know who else tells me balance and well-roundedness is important? Employees of mine or other people's that have no desire to advance, that have reached the pinnacle professionally or financially of where they want to be in life. You know who else tells me about balance? God friggin' bless her, is my mom. And I'm going to tell you something, being the overbearing, overprotective, highly, highly loving Jewish mother that she is, if she had it her way, she would have me needing her to function for the rest of my life. Like I said before, man, it matters what your goals are. If you're anything like me, which are the people that I'm speaking to, and when I say like me, you know, I mean the ambition and the rugged good looks part. I'm not talking about like the dysfunctional insomniac tendencies part. You're going to want to set outrageous goals. You're going to want to set goals that seem impossible, causing the majority of people to call you a crazy asshole. And then you know what you're going to want to do? Like me, you're going to want to smash them. I can help you do that. And one of the keys to developing these goals and manifesting them from imaginary into reality is developing an obsession. I cannot stress enough that the degree to which you are willing to fucking let this thing absorb your mind and your behaviors and your dreams like a fungus is the extent to which you are going to preemptively position yourself for success. It's the only way to stack the odds in your favor. You go ask any wildly successful entrepreneur, and they're going to tell you that the qualities that you need for success, very low on the list is intelligence. Very low on the list is opportunity. Someone coming to you with the right idea, someone coming to you with $1 billion and saying, here, go invest this. But anything that I said and anything that can be added to this list are going to be pieces that are empowered, that are lit up by your emotional and mental investment. Let me tell you something, dude. When I'm hiring a new person that wants to be the face of the brand or wants to be part of my brand development or empowerment division, I tell them straight the fuck up. I'm like, look, dude, this family works 7 goddamn days a week. If you're a clock puncher, go work in fulfillment. You want to put in 6 hours a day, go work in customer service. And I fucking love those people as much as I love any of them. But if you're wanting to be on the high level entrepreneurial side, let alone if you are the backstop, if you are the last line of defense and you are the person charged with when everybody else fucking fails and nobody else knows what the hell to do, you're the person that's going to have to dig deep and not blame your boss and not blame your investors and not blame the market. Because if you do any of that shit, the company ceases to exist. You're going to want every single person and soldier in front of you, behind you, and alongside you living, eating, breathing, sleeping, and fucking to your vision. So if we can agree that we want to cultivate this state of obsession towards our end goal, you might be asking, okay, well, I've had interests and I've cared a lot about what I do, you know, but I don't know if I've ever really been obsessed with my goal. Well, then the next logical question would be, how do I evolve that interest and that passion and that hobby or that activity into something that I am obsessed with? Well, number one, if your vision or your goal is not wildly important to you for starters, maybe you got to go seek a different goal. If your vision is not clear, I highly recommend you listen to my episode on creating your vision. It's titled, What Do You Want? And it's quite possible that you're in the right vein and you're in the right lane, but it's not big enough or it's not clear enough. You know, the difference between a flashlight that dies out, shines light and dies out 11 feet in front of you versus a laser that can be seen on the moon, you know, is contrary to popular belief. It's not, the difference is not the power of the instrument. It's actually its focus. So if you can focus on what does it look like? What does it sound like? Who are you talking to once your vision is completed? You know, in your imagination, when I've done X, Y, and Z, this is the music I'm going to be listening to. These are the conversations I'm going to be having. This is what I'm going to be looking at. This is what I'm going to look like. This is what I'm going to be eating. This is what smells and sounds and, you know, everything through your five senses is going to be and see and sound and look like. Chances are you're going to know pretty quickly if it's something that fires you up and is worth getting out of the bed in the morning or whether it's an interest or a hobby. But if you're wanting to cross over into passion and passion into obsession, here's what I'd like to do with you. It's an exercise. And something becomes an obsession when it becomes integrated on every level of A, your beingness and of who you are, and in all the different elements and aspects of your life. So I don't have work and then life. I don't have my business and my identity. I don't have like friends and family and then coworkers. Right? I mean, they're all integrated. Rev Labs, which is my current project, is part of who I am. There's no real distinction to where I end and where the company begins. And that sounds weird for somebody that has never like given their blood, sweat, and tears to something for, you know, an extended period of time and have gone through, you know, personal development and challenged themselves to improve in certain ways. And then as a result, see the business improve in those same ways. So, you know, I'm wildly creative and ADD and have the capacity to be disorganized. So in the early stages of Rev Labs, you know, our sales were massive and we were doing all these things that were so beautiful to move a ton of revenue. But the disorganization of, you know, the accounting and the finance and the order of operations and the lack of standard operating procedures and whatever made the scalability really hard until I took a step back and said, okay, how do we develop the discipline to develop systems to make this thing copy and pasteable throughout different verticals, different products, different geographic regions? Let me back up for a second. We need to create alignment between A, who you are, and what you're trying to accomplish, which will be done with what do you want. And what you'll find with listening to the episode of What Do You Want and the exercises I give you in there, because you'll see that if you do the things that you need to do in order to have the things you want to have, your identity will naturally shift, or your goal will naturally shift to create alignment. And then number two, and this is the main thing that I want to go over, the main exercise I want to go over today that will help you to create obsession, which will accelerate you like fucking jet fuel and explosion in the manifestation of your vision or your goal, is to create alignment between your end goal and your actions and your behaviors. So the practice is this, and I do this about once a quarter, is I want you to go through, and in order to cultivate obsession, I would like you to analyze and audit every single action or step that you commit throughout the day and audit it in the context of your vision. Is this something that is aligned or unaligned with what it is that I'm endeavoring and committed to creating? So I'll give you an example. You know, I did this when I was starting my mixed martial arts school here in San Diego called 4S BJJ. And I did it with my business partner and the manager, the point guard, the sensei for all things operations. I do the marketing and the investment, and he does, you know, all of the day-to-day. He does sales, he teaches the classes, he runs the infrastructure of the company. And at first, and I do this with all of my employees to ensure that they're not doing things that waste time or that are counterproductive in some way. The purpose of it is A, to identify breaks or lack of alignment. And it's wild when you make tiny, tiny little tweaks in certain areas of your life, how extraordinary you create this, like this synergy, like this. I don't have to wake up. I'm going to give you a quick side story. I just had an employee of mine out of Utah come in and visit. And, you know, he's dealt a lot with my ops people. He's dealt a lot with my fulfillment, with my shipping and receiving. He's even dealt with like with finance, but he's never dealt with me personally. And I put him up in my house because his supervisor, his higher up out in Utah, wanted him to have exposure to me. And I wasn't charged with like babysitting him or like quote unquote inspiring him or changing any of his processes. He just wanted him to be around me. You know, so I'm sitting here with my girlfriend, Liz, and, you know, I'm filling out the form for a keynote speech that I'm doing next month. And it's like, you know, 1 a.m. And I'm going over ambassador and sponsorship applications for our next round of athletes, expanding the team for social media. We shift gears to some stuff we're doing on Amazon and consulting through our media side of things for a few other brands that sell physical products. And he's like, dude, you guys are machines. You guys are just, you work nonstop. And like Liz and I both look at each other. Quick plug, she's at Liz Vino on Instagram. Go check her out. She's an amazing, amazing woman who's, you know, running my entire financial portfolio, my real estate investments. She does all things in front of and behind the camera for Rev Labs and is my number two and really helped me a ton on Inside Out Empowerment, the podcast project, which is really a passion project of mine that has no real monetary goals set in place besides to just reach out and touch people and, you know, elevate the consciousness of humanity and just bring like-minded people closer and closer to the upward movement. If that leads to supplement sales, fucking God bless you. I'm down to help in that capacity. If there's other, you know, pieces or elements that need to be supported or empowered, I'm here to do those just as much. But this guy, he's like, man, you guys work nonstop. And Liz and I both look at each other and we laugh and we're like, dude, this part is not work. You know, doing the financial projections, that's work. Catching up on our tax returns, that's work. Running over the ops sides, that, you know, that stuff is work. This part is not work. We're talking about what people we like. Like, we're looking at Instagram profiles and seeing who fires us up. You know, we're putting shout deals together with ancillary pages. We're going over, you know, our A+ content and, you know, EBC enhanced brand content for our brand registry on Amazon that's going to lead to an immediate jump in conversion and therefore more income, more revenue on a daily basis, having fun with images and graphics that we have created with our team. This part does not work. This shit is what fires us up. She's in the background right now. She's telling me, she's like, we also added 3 new products that day. And I think that's what he was saying. We were biting off more than we can chew. What's that, Liz? Speak up so that I can hear you. We sold two more properties. Okay. Nevertheless, he laughs at us and he's like, dude, Mr. Nussbaum, I don't know your classification system, but those things that you're saying that are like the fun things, that is what most people would classify as work. And I guess it is technically working towards the development of your vision in some capacity or in a great capacity, But it's not like I'm sitting there fucking clocking the hours. You know, we were up till 4 a.m. and, you know, I'm sleeping, you know, 3-4 hours a night. And at certain times in my 20s when I was broke as shit and had an infant and was newly married and was in my senior year at San Diego State while starting my first business ever, you know, I would go for 2 or 3 days sometimes without sleeping. And look, I'm not one of those lunatics that advocates lack of sleep. I think the founder of Twitter, I read one of his books last year, 2 years ago, and he said anybody that says you don't need sleep, and I sleep 1 hour a night and the rest is dedicated to work, is completely out of their fucking mind. There is nobody on the planet that does not get enhanced and supported by sleep. So just because I'm not sleeping a lot doesn't mean that I advocate for that to the degree that you can get your, you know, between 5 and 8.5 hours in. Please do everything in your power to do that so that the hours that you're awake, you'll be more effective and functional. The moral of the story is, you know, those things are so integrated. When I see somebody doing something inspirational or they're sharing their YouTube videos, or I have an athlete that's blowing up that comes to me for support saying that he wants to, you know, he has a goal, he has a have, he has a vision of X amount of followers and Y amount of revenue and whatever. Those are the things I fucking, like, they fire my soul up. They light me up to want to get in line, to create alignment with them and say, okay, how can we create an alignment with Rev Labs and with my vision so we're both pulling and pushing towards the same thing? It doesn't seem and feel like work, but that's also speaking to my obsession, right? That my vision's so freaking important to me and this is serving it on so many levels and such a constant reminder of the upward movement and to empower our performance while we're making money, while we're touching people, while we're influencing, that to the outside person, it sounds like we're still working at 3 a.m., but when really this is the stuff that recharges us. So speaking of alignment, the audit exercise, I did this with my partner, Andrew, and I said, I want you to go through every single activity in your day, and I want you to rate it, audit it through the context of, does it serve or does it not serve your vision? So what he did was, you know, he's like, well, can you help me with it? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Let's go through it. I'll get you till, you know, 9 a.m. at which point you can give me feedback and do the rest of your day or ask me any questions. So number one, what did you do when you started your day? He's like, well, I woke up. And I'm like, great. What time did you wake up? He's like, 7. I'm like, okay, what time is your first class? He's like, 8:15. I said, okay, is that aligned or unaligned in your vision of, you know, doubling the size of the school by next summer, which is our have, which is our tangible, measurable what by when that we have in place. And he's like, well, you know, my first class starts at whatever time, so that gives me enough time to get up and get to class and open the school and wipe down the mats and teach. I said, okay, so you'd rate that as aligned? And he's like, yeah, wouldn't you? And I'm like, I would rate that as aligned, but not as aligned as it could be. What if you woke up 30 minutes earlier and did something to prime yourself to attack the living shit out of your day? What if you woke up 10 minutes earlier just to be able to wake up, thank God or thank the universe for whatever the fuck it is that you have that you're thankful for, and you set your goals for that day, right when you woke up? Today, I'm committed to creating 2 new signups, getting 2 or 3 more people in line for a promotion, and teaching a new technique or whatever it is. Like, you make it up. I'm not here to give you those things that create alignment, but hold yourself accountable. Don't say something is in alignment just because you're hitting it on a satisfactory level or, you know, getting a C. Rate it aligned if you're really, really, really doing something, an action that is empowering and exploding and creating momentum towards your purpose. Next thing. Okay. He's like, dude, I just got to waking up. What's next? And I'm like, that's why I said, I'm probably going to get you through like 9 o'clock AM and then you're going to be able to do it by yourself. Number two, what are you doing? He's like, well, I guess I eat breakfast. And I'm like, right. So now you're going to wake up 10 minutes earlier and at least set your goals, right? Right. Okay, cool. What do you eat for breakfast? Or I make sure I eat breakfast before I go, so I have energy to teach class and I don't set myself up for a lack of success by having low blood sugar and being grumpy and not thinking and performing my best. I'm like, great, what do you eat for breakfast? He's like, you know, I drink a little Rev Labs protein powder and generally an energy drink. I'm like, okay, would you rate that aligned or unaligned with your goal, with your vision, with your purpose? He's like, okay, well, fuck, I would rate it aligned, but I'm guessing that you're saying that that's not aligned. I'm like, I'm not saying shit. I'm just offering you perspective. And then you can, I'm not rating you on this. He's like, what would you do differently? I'm like, well, I'm a crazy asshole and I get completely obsessed when I'm invested in something fully and emotionally, but I would make sure that I had my diet planned out. I wouldn't drink an energy drink because that's going to cause a spike in, you know, your brain and your mind and your energy levels that creates a lack of balance in your body chemistry. And then you're going to experience your first crash around noon. Who wants to be learning from somebody on a caffeine crash? And me as a person, if I'm going to be as effective as possible, I don't want that shit in my system. So can you switch to something that has, you know, B vitamins in it? Or can you switch the energy drink to a single serving of coffee? Or can you eat something that has some natural sugar in it or some complex carbohydrates so you get that same degree of energy and pick-me-up and fuel for your body? Can you drink a shit ton of water, which is what I do every day? I don't do shit. I don't check my texts. I don't do anything before I'm hydrated because you know, your body is a certain percentage water, whatever that percentage is. And I just know I function well when I have my morning fucking drink. You know, I pound two or three bottles of water and I'm like, okay, now I'm ready to set my goals, do my appreciation routine, prime myself for my day, set the intention, and then go kick ass. So I'm like, okay, so let's say we're going to redesign your breakfast. And he's like, okay, are we ready to move on? I'm like, we could be, or we can get that even more in alignment. He's like, how would I get that more in alignment? I'm like, well, what if you filmed it? What if you Snapchatted it? What if you commented with a picture on Pinterest? What if you showed the world of all these, you know, up and coming jiu-jitsu athletes or MMA wannabes that don't really have that guidance, and you started adding yet another level of connection and yet another level of education so that they can start to track and be like you if they want to be? You know, and he kind of processed it. He's like, yeah, that would be dope. I'm like, yeah, that would be dope. And that's something that I would start to follow for sheer entertainment purposes, let alone the education or the connection piece, which I'm sure all of your 100 and something students really want as well. He's like, okay, am I ready to like get in the card yet? Or are you going to correct at something else? No, I'm not going to correct anything else. And again, the purpose of this exercise is to create as much alignment in the things that you're doing towards your purpose as you humanly can, so that the momentum is carrying itself instead of requiring a conscious effort towards your goal. So, okay, you go to the school and what do you do next? He's like, you know, I clean the mats and I wait for students to start showing up. I'm like, okay, got it. What if he used that time to generate leads or to hop on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter and respond to the direct messages of all of the people that have jiu-jitsu questions, that have martial arts questions, that have training questions? You know, what if you had one student before every class show up 15 minutes early and you had anybody else that's in the school film you and him going through a technique so you can share a little bit of your classes with a digital audience? You don't have to charge for it. It can be free content, but you're one of the best teachers in the world. You're like the Ferrari of martial arts guys, and you're leaving the Ferrari parked in the fucking garage and you're not driving it around so that everybody gets to benefit from its beauty and how awesome it is. Long story short, you know, we ended up doing this. It took 2 or 3 days and we tweaked some things that, believe it or not, were pretty small tweaks, but you bet your ass. You know, he's telling me, you know, all this stuff, it's going to take up time. What about time, you know, with my kids? And I'm like, this is a huge, huge point in creating an obsession, because if you have your obsession and then you have all the other elements of your life that you care about that are pulling you away from your vision, that's disalignment. You have things that are pulling you in different directions. They are not aligned. Your whole world is not rowing like a fucking canoe, is it called a canoe? The things that crew people are like rowing in, right? You like look at them. If everyone is pulling, pull, 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 you know, and they're pulling perfectly and they have like such synergy and the boat's flying and there's like, you know, explosive momentum. And then one fucking asshole is rowing sideways. It's just going to make the freaking canoe spin or the boat or whatever the fuck you call it. It's just going to go in circles. And the harder everybody else paddles or pulls or rows or whatever it's called, the faster the boat's going to spin. So let's talk about that for a second. Family. You know what I do with Rev Labs? What I do with my visions is I don't create an and or. It's not accomplish my dream of an amazing jiu-jitsu school, Andrew, or spend time with my family. Let's integrate the two. Let's get your kids coming to class and training with you. Let's take the opportunity to give the martial arts lessons that come along with the physical problem solving of the actual training and integrate them into being a fucking great parent to your kids by imparting the lessons, by having them be part of the school. And oh, by the way, that's going to make them better, more enrolling, more captivating, more capable people that other students and other kids and other parents are going to see, and they're going to see that shift and probably want a little bit of the awesomeness that you're cultivating in your own kids. With regard to your wife, man, she's creative. She's organized. She's infinitely fucking better than your ugly ass mug is. What can we do to implement her into the vision piece of it? Does she want to design her geese? Does she want to handle the apparel line? Does she want to take responsibility for a little bit of the pieces of, you know, the social media or the way our dressings are? Because, dude, I know for damn certain, you know, visual creativity is not one of my strong suits. I know when things speak to me and I know when they don't, but the actual creation, I gotta defer heavily, generally to females actually, but people that have a better eye for that sort of thing. If you're doing work and then you're coming home and then you're talking to your wife about how her day was, it makes sense why that would seem different in your mind. If you align your visions, and better yet, when your vision is realized with the school, if that has some huge implications about the freedom and the financial stability and the activity of what your family gets to do, I would imagine that that would make them more emotionally invested and proud and enthusiastic to contribute to the school. So integrate those two. You're saying there's a lack of alignment because it's more effort here and less effort there. Fuck that. Don't create an and or, create an and. Creating an and is the very definition of alignment. It serves obsession. It becomes a part of your beingness and every aspect of what you do. You know, with Rev Labs, I'll give you a quick example. You know, I have investor calls for a couple different companies, and every investor that invests with me has an opportunity for, you know, 45 minutes a week at the very least to be on a call with my ops person, with my finance person, and with me. 99.999% of my investors know they can pick up the phone and call me or text me, shoot me an email, and I'll be available to them 24/7. That being said, you know, there's one guy with a company that I started 11 years ago now that once a week, same day and same time every week, although he gets all the numbers in writing, although he gets, you know, the graphs and the finances and the short explanation of what these numbers mean, wants the over the phone 45-minute phone call. Any question that he ever asks, if he ever does to me directly, which 99% of the time he does not, it takes me about one brain cell to answer because I know my numbers and my vision and my processes cold. But my finance and my ops people handle about 99.9% of any questions that are fielded. But it's generally he just likes to download and hear about the company. So this was cutting into my time being able to spend with Noah, my 9-year-old, that is, you know, the most important relationship in the world to me. And anytime I get a chance to strengthen our relationship, I do. Anytime I get to spend a couple extra minutes with him, I do. So I utilize this as an opportunity. I said, how can I engage Noah in this? Do I tie him into the call? No, that doesn't really fucking make sense. He's 9 and is easily distracted like his dad is. So what did I do? I taught him to play Diablo and I downloaded the game for him and got a computer for the house that he can operate. And I made a character and we started 1 hour a week during my investor call. I leave it on mute and I open up a Skype call with Noah and we play Diablo and we practice his spelling words. By the end of the call, we've had a great conversation. If the investor ever needs me on anything, I just mute the call. I chime back in and I explain it, but he's super happy not hearing from me. He just wants to know that I'm there. So I get on the call and at the end of every call, I have a happy investor and I have a happy kid. I've had a great conversation about his day. We've played and leveled up and gotten some items in a game that I don't even know that either of us care about all that much, but it's a fun, brainless activity. And he knows his spelling words. Since we've implemented this, I get a great midday conversation with him and he's gotten 100% on all of his spelling tests. Fast forward, after Andrew implemented this, we've grown by 80% in the past 10 months in the school. And we're literally 2 months away from hitting the original have since doing this exercise of doubling the size of the school. And this is with less marketing investment than we were investing prior to doing this exercise. Why? Because his purpose is more deeply ingrained in his beingness of who he is. And that obsession has taken over so that he doesn't have to think about the to-dos. He doesn't have to like get himself to put in that extra effort. He's created alignment in the different areas of his life. So they're pushing the goal and the dream and the vision power as opposed to being an and or family or business, exercise or this. Andrew no longer trains separately from his classes. He now gets down and dirty, rolls up his hands and trains with his students. He'll just fight from his bad side or he'll start from a weak position and have to fight out of it. He's also leveled up a lot of guys so they can make him actually break a sweat. And he runs through the exercises himself so that he can spend the time that he used to spend in the gym that he is now replaced with time on the mat, making sales phone calls to grow the business. So I don't want to talk your ear off. It's been about 45 minutes and I don't want to go on with this for forever, but I'm just telling you there's opportunities all around you to really run the grooves through. Like, water knows where it's going. And once there's a path for that water, it just keeps flowing and flowing and flowing. You got to kind of make that path first. So don't be stuck in the way that you're doing things now. If you want to create that obsession, if you are committed to creating your goal, your what by when, or your have, as I refer to them, if you are committed to achieving and manifesting your have, get in line with the concept that it is not bad to be obsessed. If somebody is throwing rocks at it, maybe at most defend it for one communication if it's for the purpose of enjoying them challenging your thinking to see if there's things that you can critique. And then do not honor that same communication again if it's repetitive. Get them the fuck out of your life or just acknowledge that you're up to bigger and better things and you don't have to fucking explain your grind to anybody, because either you are stubborn enough to make reality come into agreement with you, or you go into agreement with reality as it is. And if you are not a mover and you're not a shaker and you want to just look at the world and assess it and agree to it, instead of looking at the world, assessing it, and then deciding something different to make reality come into agreement with you, you're never going to change any things. You're never going to move. You're never going to shake and you're never going to grow. Those are not the people that I'm fucking talking to. You are infinitely more capable than you know when you decide to fully give yourself to something and not fucking apologize for it. Stop trying to be all things to all people and be who and what you need to be to make your freaking dream come true. I think that's all the time that we have for today. If you have any questions, please, dude, come at me. Come comment on my Instagram posts. Reach out to me on Facebook. DM me. I don't give a fuck. Comment and share. Screenshot this shit. Tag me in your story. Whatever you guys want to do, I'm here for you. Whew. I feel good about that. And I think that if you're trying to cultivate internal mechanisms inside of yourself to create the outward movement and the outward results that you want, creating an internal obsession is a great place to start. Take care, guys. We'll talk soon. Inside Out Empowerment is written and produced by me, Joshua Nussbaum. When it comes to all things editing, mixing, mastering, I have to give hats off. Resonate Recordings has been amazing to work with. If you have a podcast or you're thinking about starting a podcast, I knew I had a bunch of stuff I wanted to say, didn't really know how I was going to go about putting it into podcast format, get it into an RSS feed, upload it to iTunes, all that stuff. And the owner of Resonate Recordings, Jacob, has really stepped up to the plate. Go ahead and mention Inside Out Empowerment when you talk to them and you'll get your first episode mixed and mastered for free. If you guys are looking to level up your life and be entertained in the process, go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss my weekly podcast. I'm highly responsive. Please, I'm going to leave the show notes below complete with all the ways you can connect with me on Instagram at RevLabsPrez, on YouTube at Joshua Nussbaum. This is here for you guys. Please reach out, connect, like, comment, subscribe, ask me questions, tag me. I'm here for you. Let's tailor this bad boy and live an empowered life. Talk soon. Just watch me now. Just watch me now.